Commercial refrigeration cycle vs. comfort cooling. How a commercial refrigeration system differs from comfort cooling even though both use the same vapor compression cycle, much lower evaporator temperatures, the medium temp vs. low temp split, coil TD, different refrigerants and oils, and why those differences change how you diagnose. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is, a walk-in cooler, a reach-in freezer, and a home AC all run the same four-process vapor compression cycle. Compress, condense, meter, evaporate. So why does refrigeration feel like a different trade? Because of the temperatures it runs at and everything that follows from that. Comfort cooling keeps people at about 75 degrees. Refrigeration keeps product at 35 degrees cooler or below 0 degrees freezer. To pull a box down that cold, the evaporator has to run much colder than an AC coil ever does, and that one fact drives the equipment, the refrigerants, the oils, the defrost requirements, and the way you read the system. If you're crossing over from residential AC, keep the cycle knowledge, it all still applies, and layer on the refrigeration specific stuff, how it works. Same cycle, very different operating window. The big differences, much lower evaporator temperature. An AC coil might saturate around about 40 degrees. A medium temp cooler evaporator runs lower. A low temp freezer evaporator runs well below freezing, often around minus 10 degrees to minus 20 degrees saturated, sometimes lower. The colder the box, the colder the coil. Box temperature vs. coil temperature TD. Refrigeration coils are sized around a TD, the temperature difference between the box air and the saturated evaporator temperature. A cooler might run a coil TD of around 10 degrees low/medium humidity application. The coil runs that many degrees colder than the box you're trying to hold. Three temperature classes you'll hear. High/medium temp, coolers, beverage, produce, flowers, box around the mid-30s to mid-40s degrees. Low temp, freezers, box at 0 degrees or below, often minus 10 degrees product. Comfort cooling sits above all of this with a warm coil. Defrost becomes mandatory. Any coil running below 32 degrees frosts up. AC coils that occasionally freeze are a fault. Refrigeration coils frost as a matter of course, so the system has a deliberate defrost strategy off-cycle, electric, or hot gas, covered in its own article. No defrost equals iced solid coil equals no cooling. Different refrigerants and oils. Refrigeration uses refrigerants suited to low temp operation, and modern systems use POE oil with HFC/HFO refrigerants. The low temperatures make oil return a real design concern. Cold, thick oil and low-velocity suction risers can trap oil away from the compressor. In the field, the cycle reads the same, but reset your expectations for the numbers. Expect very low suction pressures. A low-temp freezer's suction pressure corresponds to a sub-zero saturated temp. That's normal, not a low-charge symptom. Convert pressure to saturation temp and compare it to where the box should be, not to AC numbers. Think in box temp, coil TD, and product temp. Is the box holding temperature? Matters more than chasing a single pressure. A walk-in that's holding 36 degrees with a sensible TD and good superheat is happy even though the gauges look nothing like an AC. Know the application before judging. Beer cave, produce cooler, ice cream freezer, and a flower cooler all want different box temps and humidity. The right numbers depend on what's stored. Watch the defrost. A coil that won't hold temp at the end of a run cycle might just be frosted and overdue for defrost. Check the defrost setup before condemning the cycle. Normal values and targets. Medium temp box cooler, product around the mid-30s degrees, evaporator saturated temp roughly a coil TD below the box, for example box 35 degrees, coil about 25 degrees at about 10 degrees TD, varies with application/humidity. Low temp box freezer, product around minus 10 degrees 0 degrees or below, evaporator saturated temp well below the box, often roughly minus 10 to minus 20 degrees saturated or lower. Coil TD box temp minus saturated suction temp, commonly designed around about 10 degrees for lower humidity applications, higher or lower depending on the box and the humidity you want to hold. Superheat, still set for compressor protection. A TXV-fed low-temp coil is commonly targeted in a similar ballpark to comfort cooling, roughly the high single digits to low teens degrees, but verify per the system. See the low-temp superheat article. Refrigerant/oil. Low-temp suited refrigerants with POE oil on modern HFC/HFO systems. Oil return is a design concern at these temps. These are representative. Always confirm against the application, the equipment, and the product being stored. Common faults and what they mean. Low suction, that's actually normal. A low temp system should have very low suction. Convert to saturation temp before deciding it's undercharged. Box won't pull down to temp. Could be low charge, iced coil defrost problem, dirty condenser, poor airflow over the coil, door slash gasket slash infiltration load, or product loaded warm. Refrigeration has more, it's the box, not the machine causes than AC. Coil iced solid, defrost not working, timer, heater, termination, or hot gas valve. A refrigeration-specific failure mode that has no real AC equivalent. Compressor failures from oil slash liquid. Low-temp oil return problems or flood back from a coil that isn't evaporating all the liquid. Superheat and piping matter a lot here. High head on a hot day. Dirty slash blocked condenser or high ambient. Same as AC, but the consequences spoiled product are bigger. Tech tips and gotchas. Don't read refrigeration pressures with AC eyes. A freezer's gauge set looks broken low to someone used to comfort cooling. Saturation temp, the S-box temp, is the language of refrigeration. The load is often the customer, not the equipment. Prop doors, broken gaskets, a defrost drain freezing up, warm product loaded in bulk, or a condenser packed with grease in a kitchen. Refrigeration calls are frequently about the environment and use, not a failed component. Oil return is a real thing at low temp. Long suction risers, low velocity, and cold thick oil can starve the compressor of oil. If a low temp compressor keeps failing, think oil return and piping, not just bad compressor. Product temperature is what the customer cares about, and it lags box air temperature. A box that just recovered reads cold air before the product is actually back down. Check product temp on health-related calls. Defrost is part of normal operation here. Budget for it in your diagnosis. A coil frosting between defrosts is expected. A coil that never clears is the fault. Safety slash code notes. Low temp systems and food storage intersect with food safety requirements. Product holding temperatures matter for health, not just comfort. Document temps on service. Refrigerant handling follows APA section 608. Recover, don't vent. Refrigeration systems can hold large charges. Electric defrost heaters and large compressors draw heavy current. Verify circuits and lockout slash verify dead before servicing. Walk-in freezers have inside safety releases on the door anti-entrapment. Confirm they work. Never disable them.